All right, so let's take a look again at the Gemara, Baisha Aram. So we started saying the other day that it seems like the Machlokas Rashi and Tosis over here is that Rashi's learning that Boshas is different, right? That that a person has to be a Bar Boshas. He has to be in the Parsha of Boshas. It's not like the other Chavalos that are just physical or sensory, but to be subject to Boshas is an act with regard to the social standing. I mean, so therefore, if a person removes himself from that whole measure, from that whole inyan, he's not subject to the ma'isa boshes is not a ma'isa chavala, right? So apparently Rashi holds there's two ways you can do that. Either you go orum in front of people, because you have to realize there are two elements to boshes, right? One is the gavra, that's a bar boshes. So is he? Boshas takes into the din of Boshas, the Maisa of Boshas, takes into account the circumstances and the surroundings. There's no, it's different if it's in front of, if it's private, if it's in front of a large crowd. You have to be mavai. It has to do with who you're acting in front of also. So Rashi's saying that that either the guy is not a bar boshes intrinsically, because in terms of people, he removes himself from their world. In other words, he rejects the approval of man. So then, baisho arum, that means even in front of normal society, he's not going to be boshes, because he removed himself from that measure, from that inyan. But in the merachatz it's different. It's not a gavra who removed himself from the inyan of boshas, right? He's a normal person vis-a-vis society. But Rashi learns that that in the situation of merachatz, the whole situation in terms of the surroundings itself is not a makom of boshas. And it seems that Rashi learns boshas as the opposite of kavod. It's not a makom kavod. It's not a makom boshas. And so the Rav has in the Rishimos, he mentions that the Rav says that an orum there's no inyan of kavod. So he's learning it's tied to kavod. This is mashma that way from Rashi. That it's a question of whether he cares about the kavod in general. That's his holich aura means he's not interested in any type of kavod, and the merachatz is a makom that is that everybody just in order to go there, it's not a place of any social standing. The makom is not a place of any social standing. Like I said, the Gemara in the Kedushin says you don't machabed a rebbe in the merachatz. No inyan of kavod. Okay, that's the way the Rashi is learning. So then, how does it go? Let's follow Rashi straight through then. So then, what's the Gemara's question? So the Gemara says, how could you say Baisho Orem is Chayav, and Bebeis HaMerchatz is Chayav? Either the Gavra removed himself from the Inyan of Kavod, or it's not a circumstance of social set. It's not a social setting. Okay, so then how could you be chay of boshes at all? What's the Gemara's answer? Enochanami, you're right. So what's the chiddush over here? So then what's the chiddush of the statement? The chiddush of the statement is that what? It's a case where the person is makbid leilei chorum. He is makbid leilei chorum. right? But what happened? A wind uncovered him. And you came along, a person came along and uncovered him further. So what's the chiddush though? What's the chiddush of that case? What's the chiddush of that case? And what's the Beis HaMerchatz case? So the Gemara says it's also, it's not a Beis HaMerchatz. It's the river. It's the river. So it's not a place where people gather naked. So that's, it's difficult. So what's the chiddush in these cases? Hey, what's the chiddush in these cases?
The case of the wind.
Okay, hold on. Now let's just clarify one thing. Was in the Havamina was that the Bryce is talking about the Gavra. Right, that was the Havamina. Rashi's learning the Havamina was talking about the Gavra. That the Gemara was saying, if you would spit at somebody who's Aram, you'd be Chayav. Right? And the Gemara held that according to Rashi, since the Gavra is not a Bar Boshas, you should be Potter. So the maskana is no, that Baisha Oram doesn't mean what? Baisha Oram does not mean that the Gavra is not an Oram. It's not talking about a Gavra who is an Oram, who's Mufka from Bojas. It's talking about the Maisa, like the way Tosis learns. It's talking about the Maisa of being mevayesh the orum with further nakedness, right? It's a much more specific case. It's not talking about the gavru's mufka, right? So it's a chiddush. It's a chiddush in the specific maisa of uncovering the guy. There'd be no chiddush if they spit in that guy's face. Right, that'd be never pasha yechayev. The chiddush, though, apparently, that if you do it more, you're subjecting him to a further degree from what he's been subjected to already. So you might think that since he already is orum, therefore what? You're not doing anything extra. Right? That's Mustafa, what the Gemara is saying. What? You might say that since he's already been shamed with the quality of Orum, so the further degree is you're not chayiv on. Why? Kamash Malon, you're chayiv even on the extra bit. Gana, you wouldn't. Now, it's in the maskana, you're not going to be chayev for all of the nakedness that the wind did, because that's what the Braisa says. The Braisa says, "Ve'eino doma baisho orem le baisho lavush."
Is there a half meaning that you would be?
No. So you have to evaluate this guy. You have to evaluate the boshas differently. Say, given he's already naked, how much boshas does he suffer by the little extra? But in the Havamina, but apparently the Bryce is coming to tell you that that it doesn't go by the qualitative Maisa, right? Even quantitatively, there's a Maisa Bojas. You don't say he's already been qualified. Now, there's things like this. In terms of society, he's been qualified already as an Aram. Right. Qualitatively, that's the category that he falls into. And that's where they draw the line. That's really, in terms of the Inyan of Boshas, it would seem that vis-a-vis society, there are broad categories. Right. So he's already entered that category of Boshas. And you can say qualitatively, he's not gonna. There aren't infinite degrees. There's not a guy who was exposed this much, and then the guy exposed a little bit more, is the quality of being Aram. So you might say, in terms of the effect, in terms of the qualitative change in the Gavra, that's already occurred. So what have I done? What have I done? I haven't done anything. I haven't entered him into the quality that the change that changes his status in society. The status of the shame Aram is really what makes him viewed at. What's the degradation? He already had that shame Aram, right? Now within the shame Aram, it's a little bit. It's an extra degree. It's an extra degree. But can we get a little more precise? I mean, what's the difference in the two ways? I mean, like Johnny says, the half meaning makes a lot of sense. It makes a lot of sense. What's the maskana? Let me ask you a hypothetical question. What if the wind blew up his cloak, and you just held it, stopped it from going back down? Seems like it would be better, right? You still need a maisa of uncovering him, right? But it's not defined by producing the effect of nakedness, right? It's not defined by producing the effect of nakedness. That's not the qualitative change of the maisa. The quality of the maisa is like Johnny is saying and Jonah is saying. The quality of the maisa is that nakedness is being done to him. You understand? That it's like Jonah is saying, it's like an attack of nakedness. It's an attack with the it's an attack through nakedness. If you look at it in terms of a regular maisa, so you say like a Shabbos, so you say if the result, if the quality was already produced, right? Like if a letter was already there, and you just extended it, wouldn't be chayev, like a ksiva. If the letter was already there, you made it a little bigger, you wouldn't be chayev, because the quality is already there, right? But that's not the same. So if you look at it over here, like a qualitative maisa of boshes, you'll say, well, the quality already existed. That's the category of Aram. He's already halachically an Aram. He couldn't make a bracha in this state. So halachically he's an Aram. So if I just lift it up a little more, then you'll say qualitatively my Maisa is not defined as a Maisa of there's no quality in my Maisa of creating nakedness. The state already existed. Right. In other words, if you look at it like your chayev for being the cause of the shame that he experiences through being naked, so then you can say, well, he already had that essentially had that shame before. I'm not really adding anything in terms of that. I'm not adding anything. But if you look at the being mevayishim like a maisa against the gavra. Right, but this is a certain way you can go against the guy with a maisa of uncovering. So then, as long as every quantitative piece is something new, it still has the maisa quantitatively. So then you could say, now the question is, like Johnny and Jonah are saying, where's the quality in the Maisa? Where's the quality in the Maisa stem from? If it stems from the product of nakedness, then you'd say it's lacking over here. But if the quality is in the attack, right, that he's being subjected to somebody else's action, then you just need to know a substance of the action. So then as long as the action does contain the effect of uncovering him, that'll be the quality will be bizoy, and the type will be through nakedness. Right? That's what you're saying, John? I was looking for a qualitative maisa. Problem over here is, if he's already naked, there's no quality. There's no new quality that's emerging. The Gemara says, no, the quality comes from, because it's different. Everybody knows that's a very different phenomenon. If the person accidentally comes naked, that's a very different phenomenon from being degraded by a person. The Gemara says, "Kol fi amavayish v'amisbayish." Amavayish v'amisbayish. So if it's the wind, there's no mavayish. Now if you do a little more, now you qualitatively change the whole situation, the whole setup. Now there's a mavayish. That's a qualitatively different phenomenon. The other thing is, if you didn't do anything, if your maisa had zero effect, then you wouldn't, then there'd be nothing to talk about. So that's what we're saying over here. You only need quantitative because the quality emerges from the interaction itself. If the quality emerged in the effect of the gavra, then you wouldn't have it. But the quality is emerging because now there's a mavayish. That's a whole new phenomenon. So now all you need is a quantitative element. Right? Okay, good.
So
just be a grumma. Now, holding it up, it's true. It's true, it's embarrassing, and there is a gavra involved, but that halachically is just a grumma. There's nothing in your maisa of uncovering. That would be like a guy goes in the river and he steals his clothes. So when he comes out, he's naked. Okay, it's funny, but it's embarrassing. But it's a grumma. It's a grumma for being from a vayish. We can't right all wrongs. We're not gonna. The Hachovah doesn't right all wrongs, right? Like the Rush said, if a guy is in a room and you lock him in there, you're depriving him of work, but you're not chayav shevis because it's a grumma. So we can't. It always has to be that it's in the maisa. Otherwise, it's grumma. Doesn't mean it's not. Doesn't mean it doesn't partake of the inyan, but halachically it's a grumma. All right, now I don't know, so I'm not sure what the Beis Hamerchatz question though. It says what? So what's the next one? If he was in the Beis Hamerchatz, then it's a makom that's mufka from it. So you might say that the nohar is the same thing. Kamash Malon is not. That's hard. I'm not really sure what that is. I think I saw someone. One of the Rishonim says in the Nohar, people don't fully get undressed. They just undress as they go in, something like that. Like they're never really standing around naked. So so that's why it's different. There is a place where people bathe, but they don't do it in the same derech. Any type of embarrassment.
Seems like they
would
have a tunic
that
would pick it up.
Right. Okay, so just explaining. I have a hard time with that, but we're saying that that's removed because of the setting, that the people there are all entered this place. You're not in front of. The Beis HaMerchatz is a different thing than the Holich Orem. Holich Orem means he doesn't care about anybody in society, he just doesn't care about the whole thing. Over here, the boshes, the maisa will be in front of other people who have all removed themselves, like Daniel was saying. They've all, to enter the merchatz is sort of a removal of societal norms.
No
temporary. Right. There's nothing. There's no people. There's the people are not anyone in front of whom you is subject
even
to.
Even if you're wearing a clothing.
That's true. Yeah, even if you were wearing a clothing. That's what Rashi says in the merchatz. He says, Ein lohem boshes. The whole setting is not a. You don't. There's no hierarchy over there. They're all. Everybody comes in there with the expectation of being. Of not being involved in any societal matters. Okay. Well, let's take Tosis' way of learning, though. Tosis is learning that it's a Davar Pashut. That if you spit at a guy, even if the guy runs around naked, if you spit on him, you'd be chayev. Right? So he learns that there's no havamin, that there's a bar bosha. There's no reality to the idea that you could be mufka from boshas in general. That as long as it's a maisa of degradation, even if the guy doesn't care about the measure of society, that's just like a guy being mochel on pain. But you can't escape from the whole setting. You can't remove yourself from the whole maisa itself. The maisa is defined by the zilzal in the eyes of people, and then in the eyes of people, spitting on somebody, even if he's naked, is a zilzal. It is lowering him even further. Right? Okay. So what's the, how does he learn the Havamin Maskan over here?
What was your comparison to Tsar?
Just like Tsar, you don't say if a guy volunteers to get pain, you don't say it's not pain. It's pain. So he's just telling you, he's giving you rishus to give himself pain. Give him pain. That doesn't mean it's not a Maisa of Tsar. It still is a Maisa of Tsar. Right? Rashi's learning Boshus is different. You can remove the whole quality. Because he learns it not in terms of, he learns it in terms of kavod, in terms of the guy's standing in society. So if he doesn't care about if that's not a reality to him at all, the whole meaning of kavod of boshus going to Rashi is based on a person's buying into society. There's no reality to it other than buying into society. So if I don't buy into society, and I look at everybody like idiots, and I have nothing to do with them, there's no backdrop, there's no setting for the whole institution of Boshus.
Why don't you say that because being an Aram is the lowest you can go?
No, it's not the lowest you can go, because Aram was spit on him is even lower. But it indicates that he has no, he gives no credence to this reality. He looks at this reality like it's nothing. Mm-hmm. Right? He's not goreis this whole parsha. So to him, you can't harm him by his social standing if he holds there is nothing to social standing. It's almost like a harm vis-a-vis the social standing. According to Rashi. But if the guy says there is no value in that, then he can't be harmed by that. Right? Whereas Tosis holds, it's like a maisa of degradation itself. Whether he thinks it's a value or not, it still is a maisa of degradation.
In terms of that area, you can go to the lowest point and you cannot do it any more than that. But in terms of the other areas, it works.
Well, according to Tosis, there's nobody who's mufka from Boshas. Unless he's like a shota, like someone who just hasn't, there's nothing more you can do to the guy. Right? But what's his havamina over here? So he's mesupik. Tosis mesupik if the case by the wind is dafka where the wind blew it up, or if it's own, or if it's even where he picked it up. Right? He's mesupik about that. And he's learning the case in the Beis HaMerchatz where you made the guy naked in the Beis HaMerchatz. But since he's going to become naked anyway, you haven't done anything. He's learning the Maisa. He's learning it all in terms of both of them in terms of the Maisa. Rashi was learning Beis HaMerchatz in terms of the Gavra too. That the setting is not a setting of naked embarrassment, so then even if you spit on him it wouldn't be anything. Tos is learning the whole thing in terms of Maisa. That the Havamina, that once he's already Orum, that's what he says. Heyacharimu! That's how he learns the first doses, right? L'kach parch, orum bar boshesu imhu orum heyacharimo. How is it possible to do it? How can you create the quality in the gavra if you already has it, right? And also by the Beis HaMerchatz. Beis HaMerchatz bar boshesu bar mume. When you make him naked, is that embarrassing a guy in the Beis HaMerchatz to make him naked? Hello, derech me'adam lios arum bar merchatz. So what are you going to say? I embarrassed him in the Beis HaMerchatz by taking off his clothes? That's what he does in the Beis HaMerchatz. Right? That's what Tosus learns it. But if you would spit on the guy in the Beis HaMerchatz, or the guy who's streaking across the field, right, he would definitely be chayev. Because the maisa is still a maisa of... It's still a maisa... No, according to those, the maisa is defined by the effect it has in society. The point is like this. What I'm trying to impress upon you, what we have to appreciate here is that the Maisa Boshes is not the physical Maisa. That's not the ikkar of the physical. That's what the sugya is really trying to bring out. That the ikkar of the Maisa can't be defined physically. Because it's not the physical spit that is the harm. It's what it does. It's what it indicates. The impression it creates. You understand? That's why, according to Rashi, you can be out of the whole, you can remove yourself from the whole inyan. Because it's true, the other ones you can't, because they're really defined physically or physiologically, right? But you can't define boshas physically. Can't define boshas purely physically without making recourse to the idea of society and the idea of social phenomena, right? So therefore, Rashi holds you can undercut the whole system if this guy removes himself from that whole frame of reference. The maisa depends on making recourse to a frame of reference. If the gavra removes himself from that whole frame of reference, he's not a barboshas, right? Or if it's in a setting where that whole frame of reference doesn't exist, he's not a barbosh. It's not a mukum of boshas. Tosus also agrees that it's not defined by the maisa, but he holds it's defined by the maisa in terms of the effect it has on others. So even if this guy doesn't care about it, it still is a maisa zilzel because people still look at it and say that guy really got degraded, right? But that's why the Gemara, according to both, in terms of the way the Gemara ultimately learns the Braisa, that's what it's exploring. That's why the Gemara is saying, don't think that Boshes is defined by the Maisa, because then you'll say that the Maisa has to be a qualitative Maisa. If he's already Arum, Heyech Harimo, how could you create the quality of the Maisa if he already has it? Right? So how does Tosus learn the answer? And the Beis HaMerachatz. How could you create he's like Omed La'arimus. He's Omed to be naked already. You can't say that you're the cause. If this he's Omed for it. Right? So what's the Maskana going to Tosus? What's his suffix over here? Imu atzmo dolinu ubochaveo vidalinu tvei potter. Kevin sheze ein makbid. Oh, shema orcha de milsa noka, dasa zika. So Tosus is misupik. What's the Gemara's conclusion, really? That if a wind comes, according to his first answer, he's saying it's dafka, if the wind came and picked up the tunic, then, and you picked it up more, then you chayev. If the guy picked it up himself, and you added to it, you'd be putter. Why? Shazeh ain makbid. He says, Shazeh ain makbid. Yeah, what does he mean, Zeh ain al makbid? Maybe he's makbid, I'm picking it up just up to his belly button. Maybe he doesn't like to show anything above his belly button. Right? Now, just to put the Tosus into definitive terms, what the question is. Let's just narrow down the question precisely. He's saying like this. He's saying that the Bryce is telling you, don't think Boshes is a mice of producing the quality. That was the Kasha. Let me make a simple point here, but I don't think it should go unnoticed. That when Tosus asks that the Gemara, when Tosus says that the Gemara asks, Bar orum bar boshesu imhu orum heyach ha'arimo, that's not a physical question. The Gemara is not perplexed. How could you take off clothing of a guy who's not wearing clothing? That's not a question that's worthy of the Gemara. That's not the Gemara's question. The Gemara's question is, once he has the quality of being naked, how could you give him the quality of being naked further? Right, so that was the Gemara's question. If you're going to view the Maisa as a qualitative Maisa, Heyach Harimo, you already gave him the quality, right? So the Gemara's answer is that the quality comes from somewhere else. Have to think about it a little more. But even quantitatively, even though he already has the quality of being Orom, if you add to the quantity, it's also considered a Maisa of Boshas. Tosus' only question is that once, if we're going to say that, now that we're saying that a quantitative addition to Orum is Boshes as well, what if the whole quality the person himself doesn't care about. Do you say it's own? Do you say it's adding to a quantity? Do you say it's a quantitative addition only to a quality that the person is makbid on, or even a quantitative addition to a quality that the person is not makbid on? The nafkamin is if he lifted up his own tunic. So if you hold that the chiddush is a quantitative addition, is maisa boshes. What did I say? If he lifted up his own, if only when the quality is something he cares about, so then over here he'd be potter. But if you say the quantitative addition per se, then you, so in other words, it comes out like this. So according to the svar we gave in Rashi, right? According to the svar we gave in Rashi, it would seem that that's going according to the second side of Tosis. If you're going to say that the quantitative addition is chayav, why? Because you're being a mevayesh is the new quality, right? Then that's something different even from when he lifted up his own thing. Right? Yeah, because that's like the Gemara says later. Gemara says, just because someone is able to be Mavayish themselves doesn't mean you can be Mavayishim. Right? That was the Maisa with Rabbi Akiva, that someone embarrassed this woman, and Rabbi Akiva said, you have to pay her money. So he wanted to prove that she doesn't care about boshes. So he went to her house, and he spilled a small quantity of oil in front of her step. And she came running out, uncovered her hair, and soaked it up. So he said to Rabbi Akiva, see, she doesn't care about her own boshes. So Rabbi Akiva said, yeah, just because she can do it to herself doesn't mean you're a putter if you do it to her. Right?
Still
a maisa boshes. That's a different thing. That's a different thing. You can't say because the person did it to himself, then I can do it to him too. That's a different thing. Because it's a qualitatively different, Right, people do silly things to themselves, but the fun always stops when somebody else does it to them. Right? Okay. But what's the first side? Is that you're going to be chayav? What? That you'll be putter. You'll be putter if the person does it to himself. Right? It's dafka. It's dafka if he's makbid on the quality. In other words, you'd have to say, let's see if we can define a little bit more clearly, but it would be like the Beis HaMerchatz case. It would be similar to the Beis HaMerchatz case. In other words, you have to say that the boshes is subjecting the person to a certain harm of embarrassment. But if he deems this not as a harmful state to be in, right, then there's no maisa boshes. In other words, can the subjecting him itself make it a harm? In other words, the argument would be like this. Boshes is subjecting somebody to a certain state that they don't want to be in. Boshes is a maisa of creating a certain effect in the gavra, an affect in the gavra that he considers harmful. Okay? So if he says nakedness is not a problem to me, so then, what harm did you subject him to? Right? What harm did you subject him to? Right? Let's think about it that way. That way makes a lot of sense. What harm did you subject him to? Can't say it's a harm of being naked, because the fact that he's already taking his clothes off, you're just extending the state that he already created. So here he already created the state of nakedness. All you're doing is being mosif on the quality that he already created. It's not like the woman case. That was a separate event. But here all you're doing is you're being mosif the quality that he created. Maybe the question is like this. See, it seems to me, let's start fresh. It seems to me Tosis is learning a different way. Let's say simple. Tosis is learning, since Tosis learns, it goes by the Maisa itself. With Rashi, the way we were setting it before is better for, is more for Rashi. But Tosis holds, it goes by the Maisa itself. So he's saying, the Chiddush over here is that you don't need a Maisa, you don't need a qualitative Maisa of naked, right? Let's just learn simple. Even being mosif on the nakedness is a mice of boshus, okay? Not because there's a mavayish. Forget about that. It's nothing to do with that there being a mavayish. Okay, he's just looking for the mice itself. So he's saying, even though he's already partially orum, right? Even though he's partially orum, the mice of boshes is not defined qualitatively; it's defined quantitatively. So each extra that you supply is a further mice of making him arum. But the only question is like this: the question is if he already started to make himself arum. Right. The question is like this: when you're mosif, that extra bit of nakedness that you're mosif, is it always going to have the quality of the ikar, or is it going to have its own unique quality of your mosif? In other words, the gavra already has an overall quality of being naked. Now you're just adding a quantity of being naked, right? So it's a halacha question. Now it's a halacha question. That new amount of nakedness, is it basically mitzuraf to the shame of the original quality that pre-existed, or can we say, or do we look at it like its own separate, unique, completely divisible entity? The nafka mina is going to be where he already made himself naked. If you say that it's always mitzuraf to the original quality, so then it's just more of his own nakedness. You're not going to be chayev for his nakedness, right? But if you say that it's its own separate entity, then it doesn't matter that he made himself naked up to here. Your extra is judged independently. Your extra, it becomes like a different kind of a question, more of a logical question. That when the quality already exists, but you are chayev even for the quantity, even for a quantitative increase, right? Does that mean that the amount that you added has the quality of the original thing, you're just chayev for extending it? Or does it mean that the extra that you added is viewed like its own separate cheftza? You understand? You hear what I'm saying? In other words, when there already exists a quality, right? In general, nakedness, let's say. It already exists, the quality. And we say in this case, you're going to be chayav for adding to it. So you're going to be chayav not for creating the quality in the gavra. You're going to be chayav even for adding to the quantity of that quality. Even adding new territory to that. Right? But the question is like this. Since that quality was already defined in him, the extra that you're adding, is it subsumed under the original? Does it just become like an extension of the original? So all I did was, so also what the din is telling you, you're not chayev for creating the quality. You're not chayev only for creating the quality, but even chayev for extending the quality. But the extra little bit that I do is viewed as an extension of the original thing. Or do I say no? What it's telling you is that every square inch of a guy's body is like a new spot. Understand? Every square inch of a guy's body is like a new spot. And you don't look at one spot in reference to the other spot. Right? Now, this is the Chiddush over here telling you that the Gavra as a whole, even though he's Orum, the Isser, the Mice of Boshus is not just creating the quality of Orum, but even being Mosif on the quality of Orum. Or is the Chiddush that the guy's Guf is... Every part is separate. Every part is its own maisa. Nafkamin is going to be where he already made himself essentially naked. So if I'm only chayev for extending, but whatever I create is still nikras al shem ha'ikar. So then I just did to him what he's not makbid in. And it's the exact same thing that he's not makbid in. It's not like another time. Right? I just extended the shame that he really did. Like that's like the Rashba's Lashon. I'm just Misayeya. I'm just extending the very quality that he created. Right? So I'd be Pater. But if I say the din is over here, that every inch of the guy's body is like a new Makom Boshes, so then even though he did Ad Khan, what I do is completely new. What I do is completely new. You understand?
Even in the case where you just extended it, can you still do an action? Okay, you're not producing a new bug, but an act of boshas. No?
You're still doing an act of boshas. No, the act of boshas is not a good way to describe something. Tosus learns you've got to create nakedness. That's what you've got to do. Right? But the chiddush is that you don't have to create. You can even be mosif. The mice of boshas does not work in qualitative, is not limited to the qualitative mice. Even being quantitative. But the question is, why? Is it because the Isser, it's even usser to be Mosif? Is it usser to be Mosif? Because every little bit is a little more embarrassing to the guy. So in the eyes of Bnei Adam, he's being lowered even further. Right? Or is it because... itself is its own maisa. Each part of the goof is not you don't look at it in reference to the whole. What? No. See, that's what I'm trying to say. Let's think this through, clarify a little more. But Tosus doesn't hold you can put into the fact that there's a mavayesh to change the maisa. The maisa has to be defined simply from the nakedness that you're creating. That was the other way of looking at it. That you can say the change is that there's a mavayish. Tosus is not learning that way. Tosus is learning you've got to define the maisa from the effect of nakedness itself. Okay, and you're chayev as a mavayish for a maisa of creating the nakedness. It's not because you're doing it that changes what it is. You first have to define the maisa. Okay? Define a maisa of nakedness. So the Gemara is saying originally, if you look at it like a regular maisa, so the Gavra already has the shame, there's nothing more you can do. Kamash Malon, that even quantitatively is every quantitative act of Boshes, of Orum is considered a maisa of making him naked. Now, we define it quantitatively. But the question is, why? What's the svara over there? If the svara is that it's even usher to be mosif on the original quality, then if he made himself naked, you're just being mosif on his own quality that he already created. You have to be chayev for a quality that he created. it doesn't have the quality of boshes at all. It doesn't have the quality of boshes at all if it's his own uncovering.
It's not really considered your uncovering.
That's right. Like the Rashba says, you're just a misayeya. You're just helping him extend the shame that he created further.
So there's no new
maisa. There's no new maisa, exactly. There's no new maisa.
I don't understand the other side. But they would say, let's say the guy was clothed from the waist down and you uncovered his chest or his shoulder. Like they would say, you're chayav for that, then his own maisa?
That's right. They'd say every part of the guf is its own locale. And there's an embarrassment of having your chest uncovered, and there's an embarrassment of having your hair uncovered. Each thing is its own. So it's not his. It's not that the quantitative. In other words, the question is it quantitative because it's also to extend the shame over more of the guf, or is it because you can't argue from one part of the body to the other? Each part of the body has its own embarrassment. Each part of the body carries its own definition. So the nafkamina would be when he did it to himself, where he started his own thing. If it's just extending what was done that you chaya for, so then you'd be potter. But if it's that each part of the guf has its own shame of orum, I created an arm in the chest. There was no arm in the chest before. Right?
Is